Companies with toxic releases can be expecting a call soon from local environmental groups, and EPA has over 100 new chemicals and microbes now being considered for federal regulation. TRI comes early this year. Today is February 22, 2008, and here's what happened this week in the pollution control industry.
This message is brought to you by ESS, world leaders in operational risk management software and services for environmental reporting.
The 2006 TRI database has been released for public consumption. This week, EPA released the results of its latest toxic release inventory recording. This marks the earliest release of the data in the 20-year history of the program. EPA said this was due to improvements in electronic reporting and data processing. Nationwide chemical releases into the environment were down by 2% from 2005. Many companies with toxic releases should be ready to respond to local groups as they peruse the information. Coming up, six New England companies are paying equal penalties for faulty pesticide production reports, and a new list of 104 contaminants for possible regulation have been released for public comment, after a word from our sponsor.
ESS provides world-class compliance solutions for total emissions management and greenhouse gas reporting. Collect, monitor, report, and reduce greenhouse gas emissions for all operations across your enterprise with ESS software and services. Find out why more than 30% of the EPA's top environmental performers are clients of ESS by visiting www.ess-home.com/discover.
Six companies based in New England that produce pesticide products recently settled with EPA for failing to properly submit annual production reports to the agency, as required by FIFRA. Each of the six companies has failed on at least one previous occasion to properly submit their annual production reports. According to EPA, the companies have addressed all violations and have paid fines of $5,400. The penalties are based on several factors, including the type of violation and size of the business. EPA is asking for public comment on a list of 104 possible drinking water contaminants that may be regulated in the future. The latest draft contaminant candidate list, or CCL, lists 93 chemical contaminants or groups and 11 microbes, and describes the process and basis for selecting these contaminants. The draft list includes chemicals used in commerce, pesticides, biological toxins, disinfection byproducts, and waterborne pathogens. The agency evaluated approximately 7,500 chemicals and microbes and selected 104 candidates for the final draft list, based on their potential to pose health risks through drinking water exposure. The comment period is open for 90 days beginning the day of publication in the Federal Register, which is expected to be sometime early next week. This is Seth Fisher with Pollution Engineering Magazine. On behalf of Pollution Engineering and ESS, we thank you for listening.
This message is brought to you by ESS, world leaders in operational risk management software and services for environmental reporting.